Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having a good week despite all the disruptions that are going on in our world. Certainly hope and pray that you're having a good week so far. And so this past Sunday, we had a chance to look at Matthew chapter 27. And the question that I found interesting to help us to think about what the text was saying was, what changed when Jesus died? And there are so many great, rich answers that we find in the scriptures to what changed when Jesus died. But we looked at two that we saw in the text from Matthew 27. And then the two that we talked about this past Sunday were that the curtain was torn and the centurion confessed. The curtain was torn and the centurion confessed. And when we look at the reality that the curtain was torn in the temple from top to bottom when Jesus died, you know, Matthew tells us this detail and we need to ask, well, why does that matter? And what Matthew wants us to think about is that this truth that the curtain, it separated the holy place from the most holy place where the high priest once a year on the Day of Atonement would enter into to make atonement for the sins of the people. But through Christ's death on the cross, that curtain has been torn, which tells us that now through Jesus's death on the cross, through his shed blood and his suffering on our behalf, we can now enter into the most holy place. We can now enter into the presence of God himself through our repentance from sin and our trust in God's Son, Jesus the Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 20 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh." And then it continues in verse 22, it says, "Let us draw near." And so one of the things that changed through the death of Jesus, our Lord, is that now anyone, anywhere, can draw near to God in faith in the name of his Son, Jesus the Christ. And the second thing that Matthew notes is that the centurion confessed. He said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And I want to encourage you to remind yourself today, or maybe for the first time in your life, that Jesus truly is the Savior and Lord of the world. He suffered to save us. He can sympathize with our suffering, which we are going through. But at the end of the day, we are all commanded and invited to confess that Jesus truly is my personal Savior. But more than that, he is my Lord. I am seeking to honor him with everything that I think, everything that I say, and everything that I do. And I want to challenge you today to renew your confession of Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, applying that to every area of your life, reminding yourself that you don't save yourself, that only Jesus can save you, but also reminding yourself that he is Lord. He says in Matthew 28 that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, and he has the right to command us. And so I want to encourage you to be a student of his word, to seek to submit your life to him, because he is truly Lord of all. And for those of you listening who may not yet know Jesus as Savior and Lord, I can't encourage you strongly enough. He's really, really good. He's a good, good God. And he loves us so much that he chose to die on our behalf so that we might be reconciled to God through him, so that we could draw near. Let's take a minute and let's pray together, please. Father in heaven, we praise you that so much changed when our Lord Jesus died. God, we thank you that now through your Son, we can draw near to you with confidence. We can come with confidence into your presence because of what Jesus has accomplished on our behalf. So Father, we ask that we would truly have hearts and lips that confess Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, and that you would remind us of the goodness of our salvation, and God, that you would give us the gift of continued and growing obedience to your word. We pray all of these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. We want to give you a moment now to pray on your own. Certainly hope you're having a great day. God bless.
Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.